Welcome to Thinks Out Loud, internet marketing expertise your business needs. I'm Tim Peter. Well, hello again, everyone, and welcome back to Thinks Out Loud, your source for all the digital marketing expertise your business needs. My name is Tim Peter. Today is Wednesday, January 13th, 2016. This is episode 148 of The Big Show, and thanks so much for listening. We have a great show today. I think there's some really good stuff to talk about, lots of interesting bits in the news. But what I want to focus on more than anything today is the state of e-commerce generally. Now, here in the United States, every year the president gets up and he talks about the State of the Union, and I like to get up and talk about the state of e-commerce. And I'd like to say that the state is strong. There's some really good data out there. There's some really good things happening in e-commerce. We're seeing tons of growth overall. We're seeing tons of activity among consumers shifting to digital in a big, big, big way. For instance, we know now that mobile leads people's shopping activity. According to Comscore, holiday shoppers spent almost $13 billion in the holiday period. Now, really, it's about $12.7 billion, and I don't know that we should round up on $300 million, but that's a big number. That was 18% of all total holiday digital sales, which is huge. And we're talking about just over $70 billion in holiday shopping on digital overall. That's tremendous. There's no way we can look at that and say that that's bad news. And year long, there was, what, $2.5 trillion in retail spending, according to Macquarie Research Investment Analysts. Again, those are great numbers. And we see what a big role mobile plays. According to Deloitte, some two-thirds of sales overall were influenced by digital in 2015. Now, we don't have new numbers for the holiday period, but when we're talking about $2.5 trillion in retail spending last year, and two-thirds of that being responsible for coming from digital influence, right? $1.7 trillion in spending. That's amazing. And that's something that really shows just how far e-commerce has come. Now, as with anything, there's lots of things that we're doing well. There are lots of opportunities. First, we need to address the elephant in the room. There are any number of businesses out there struggling who will tell you, you know, quote unquote, because of digital, because new entrants have come along that are hurting their business. And there are cases where that's absolutely true. But the first thing you have to look at is your product and your service. Are you offering things that customers actually want to buy? Are you offering things that your customers need? When we look at somebody like Amazon and all the dominance that they're having in the retail space, when we look at Airbnb and all the effectiveness that they've had in travel, when we look at Uber and all the success that they're having with transportation, those guys aren't winning just because they're digital. And while customer experience plays a big role, and that's something we're going to talk about in just a moment, they're really winning because they offer a better product or a better service for the needs of some set of customers. Now, Amazon is doing it by having a breadth of services, by having so much variety that you can find anything there. Uber is doing it because it's just a better product. Airbnb is winning because it's the right kind of product for a specific customer segment who has been underserved for some time. So that's the first thing. You've got to have that right product. Second, you do have to look at customer experience. I was just mentioning this a moment ago. We do know that there's a lot we can do, particularly across channels, to help customers find what they need and interact with you in the way that they want. We see far too often that people start on mobile and use mobile throughout, but frequently will come into the store to close the sale. And yet, there's a real disconnect in that handoff. Most companies have not done a good job of solving for that reality and saying, how do we make this a seamless experience across the board? And that's going to be something we're going to need to see some real innovation in 2016 to really connect with customers. Because the ones who are winning are doing a pretty good job of that. Or in the case of somebody like Amazon, doesn't really have an offline component. But what they do is they recognize that there is no offline. There's simply no distinction in your customers' lives between when they're online and when they're offline. They're simply using whichever tool is closest at hand, which sometimes is going to be their phone, sometimes is going to be their tablet, sometimes is going to be their laptop, sometimes it's going to be calling you, and sometimes it's going to be walking in to your place of business because that's what works for them at that moment. And so really doing a good job of making sure the customer experience is consistently strong across all of those channels is a huge step forward. Now, it's no secret that I think making mobile payments more seamless and incorporating those into the overall experience, particularly on digital, is going to be huge in terms of improving that experience and driving more sales. We need to make it easier for people to pay the way they want to pay. And again, I'm more concerned with online in this case. I'm more concerned with when somebody is sitting in the back of a taxi or walking down the street and trying to make a quick purchase. It's so much simpler to tap a button than it is to type in a credit card and type in your mailing address and all that. We need to get those systems integrated more effectively. And the companies that are doing a good job of that are seeing great success. And then the last big opportunity that I think we should pay attention to is personalization. And it comes back to this idea of improving customer experience. Not personalization for personalization's sake, but for the sake of actually solving for customers' problems, helping them accomplish their goals effectively in a way that makes sense. What do we know about them that can help them? Julie Ask at Forrester Research makes the distinction not of Big Brother, but of Big Mother. We're not trying to learn all about our customers or look over their shoulders or have whole big piles of data just to have it. We want to have it and use it to help our customers. And when we do a good job of that, again, we see great results. And I mean, if you think about it, how is Amazon doing so well? You look at Prime. Prime is enormous, right? One of the big threats I think we are going to see as we get into 2016 is the growth of certain large players. And in different spaces, right? In travel, we've got folks like Booking.com and TripAdvisor and people like that. And Google, of course. In retail, we've got people like Amazon and Google, of course. But I do want to focus on Amazon for just a moment. According to data from Macquarie Research Investment, Amazon accounted for fully 24 cents of every dollar spent online last year. And they captured 51% of all the e-commerce growth in 2015. That's a huge deal. That's a huge deal. So you should look at how are they accomplishing that? How are they actually succeeding at capturing those customers? And how they're doing it is by focusing on, do we have the right product? Do we have the right offering? Do we have the right customer experience? Do we personalize appropriately to help solve customers' problems? Because the reality is, it's not just Amazon you need to worry about. There's lots of competition out there. There is some, 800,000 stores out there online. So you need to differentiate yourself more effectively. And it's funny because people talk about differentiation a lot, but I have one very specific way of thinking about what differentiation means. To me, it's not just being different, but it's being different in a way that your customers will pay for. And I'll look at Amazon and Prime. People pay $99 a year for that. And the reason they do is because it gives them a better experience. So when I talk about AgFam, Apple, Google, Facebook, Amazon, Microsoft, the reason I do is because they actually differentiate themselves pretty well, especially the first four. And so there's a lot of lessons you can learn from them in terms of how are they actually separating themselves from the pack. The last thing that I would say that we have to watch out for is this shift in customer expectation. You know, we're seeing a lot of news about stores closing. We're seeing a lot of news about how customers want more personalization. They want a better experience. You know, I think the store's closing situation is probably short term. There's plenty of evidence that exists that stores generally help customers do what they want to do. Specific types might be an issue, for instance, shopping malls and the like. But again, think about things like the Apple Store and how it draws people in. Think about the Microsoft Store and the success that they're having at bringing people in. So I don't think that that's as big a shift as it's made out to be. Target and, again, Apple and other companies like that are doing a really good job of drawing customers in, particularly when they connect well with customers both online and offline, in digital and in the real world. So I would say that's where you want to put your focus. Think in terms of improving the customer experience. Think in terms of offering the right products. Think in terms of how do you personalize that experience in such a way that it makes it easier for your customers to accomplish their goal and get on with the rest of their lives. And the companies who do that really well will find that in 2016, they'll be able to look back and say the state of e-commerce for them is strong as well. Now, looking at the clock on the wall, we are out of time for this week. I do want to remind you that you can get the show notes for today's episode and an archive of all episodes by going to timpeter.com/podcast. And while you're there, you can click on the subscribe link in any of the episodes you find there. You can also subscribe in Stitcher Radio and iTunes or whatever your favorite podcatcher happens to be. Just do a search for Tim Peter Thinks, Tim Peter Thinks Out Loud, or Plain Old Thinks Out Loud. You should be able to find us in any of those places. You can also find us on Facebook at facebook.com/Tim Peter Associates and on Twitter using the Twitter handle @TCPeter. Finally, you can email me with any comments or complaints, questions, concerns, anything you want to talk about. Just send an email to podcast@timpeter.com. Again, that is podcast@timpeter.com. I hope you have a great week ahead, a terrific weekend, and I look forward to seeing you back here on Thinks Out Loud next week. Until then, take care, everybody.